Welcome to the Marvel Cinematic Rewind, the podcast that rewatches, reviews, and responds to every movie, show, one-shot, and special presentation in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. I am Al Rodriguez.
And I'm Tony Camarena.
And before we start this week's episode, we want to ask you to follow us on Twitter. Apparently, we're still on it, and I guess it's working for now. So find us. We are at @MCU_Rewind. And we would love it even more than that if you can give us a rating on Apple Podcasts or whatever podcast app you use that lets you give ratings. Do that. And then tell your friends about it. Also, we're doing something new. So at the end of each month, we're going to be doing a non-rewind episode, but still in MCU related. If there's any ideas, anything you want us to cover, just let us know. You can send us a message on Twitter at @MCU_rewind. Or you can send us an email at MCURewind@gmail.com. No underscore in the email. All right, with all of that paperwork and fun stuff out of the way, this week we are rewinding Season 2, Episode 11 of Jessica Jones, titled AKA Three Lives and Counting, which originally dropped on March 8th of 2018.
And as usual, here's our rundown of the episode. Jessica makes a prison guard's death look like a suicide, and she begins having hallucinations of Kilgrave. After stashing Malcolm in the trunk, Trish asks Malice to give her abilities like Jessica's. Jessica arrives with a forged passport to give to Malice to find him gone. She tracks him down just as Malcolm escapes, but Trish manages to get away with Malice. With her old guard dead, Alyssa gets a new guard who treats her well. Jessica berates Malcolm for not trusting her and for taking advantage of their friendship. Malice takes Trish to the old IGHA facility, where he begins to put her through the same process that changed Jessica and Alyssa, presumably. Jessica arrives and stops the procedure, and she's almost convinced by a hallucination of Kilgrave to murder Malice. She stops herself and decides, but he decides to end his own life via big explosion. Malice destroys the facility with himself inside of it, while Jessica gets Trish to the hospital. At the hospital, as Jessica is firing him for the 100th time, Malcolm quits. And Alyssa learns of Malice's death via a news report, and kills her new guard and escapes from prison. So, that's what you get for being nice.
That's right. No being nice to people. Ever.
Yep. Alright, let's move on to our fast facts.
On your left.
Uh-huh, on my left. Got it.
You are fast.
Stay away.
Look, I don't want to hurt you.
You didn't see that coming?
Al, what you got for us today?
I just completely forgot. Tony, I'm back in the mode where I completely forget to think of fast facts. So, the other fact, I guess my default one that I will go with is, hey everyone, we're doing something new at the end of each month. We're doing a different episode, but it's still MCU related. It's just not a rewind. If you have any ideas of anything you want us to do, send us a message on Twitter. We are at @MCU_rewind, or send us an email, MCURewind@gmail.com, no underscore.
There's a podcast I listen to called The Weekly Planet, where they do movie news, mostly superhero news. But one guy is a host, the other guy's a co-host, and the co-host has to bring one bit of news every week. And if he doesn't bring one bit of news, he gets punished. So I think we need to figure something out for you, Al, if you don't bring
Now, can you define what a punishment is? Like,
well, in their show, they have, because they go on like bits, and the main host has three vetoes for a year, and if there are three guys, the guy misses three bits of news, he'll get one of those vetoes back to stop him from making a joke. We're not as jokey as they are, so we need to think of something alternative.
Okay. I'll tell you what, you think of something, and maybe I'll let it go or veto it, you know, depending on what is involved.
Yeah, we'll see. Okay. All right. Listeners, if you could think of a non-terrible punishment for Owl, like nothing physical, though psychological damaging, it's fine. Let me know.
Yeah, I'm cool with it.
Yeah. All right. The title of this episode, Three Lives and Counting. Kilgrave says this to Kilgrave's hallucination says this to her. Al, do you know what the three lives are?
No, I don't think so. Or maybe it's one of those things I've heard of and have forgotten.
Well, it's the three people she's killed. Who are the three people she's killed? Do you know?
Oh, sorry. Okay, yeah. Yeah, so she killed, well, the security guard, him, yep. Kilgrave. And I forget her name, but Luke Cage's wife.
Yeah, Reva Cage. Yep. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, three people killed. Although, two of them are justified, and one is Kilgrave's fault. So, we'll be talking about that a lot.
Yeah, exactly. Like, she didn't, I mean... She still did it. Like, it's one of those things where, like, all right, yeah, we'll talk about it later. Yes, I don't want to get there. You're right.
Yeah. One of the things that Malice and Trish take from the veterinary clinic is a feline distemper vaccine, which is probably an Easter egg to her becoming Hellcat in the comics, because Patsy Walker is Hellcat currently in the comics. Mm-hmm. And then third and finally, we get Superhero Landing number 129, when Jessica is trying to catch up with Trish's car in the parking garage. She lands superhero early, but still doesn't catch up with her.
You know, I keep forgetting that you do those, right? Like, because mm-hmm. when we're on this show, the superhero landings happen less often. And so, what's the next thing we do? Black Panther? That one will have a few.
That's going to have so many superhero landings.
Okay. Cool.
I should go back. I want to say probably, do you think Civil War or Age of Ultron has more superhero landings? I'm kind of curious to go back and find out.
Ooh, yeah, that's a good one. Homecoming. No, it was not Spider-Man Homecoming. Because I remember you saying we're going to get to our 100th definitely in Spider-Man Homecoming. And there were like maybe two in the movie.
Yeah, you're right.
So, yeah. So definitely not that one. But yeah, we were both assuming it was going to be that. Yeah, if I were to assume, it would have to be an Avengers film. Mm-hmm. So Age of Ultron makes sense. But then again, Civil War is basically an Avengers film because of the characters. So
yeah. I think Civil War, because I feel like even though we were wrong about his solo movie, I feel like Spider-Man, Black Panther have more superhero landings than the average hero.
Yeah, Black Panther had like seven alone. So
yeah. So I think both of them in the same movie. That's something maybe we'll go back and check out. But probably not.
Probably not.
All right. You ready to move on to our heroes?
Yeah, sounds good to me.
It is one thing to question the official story and another thing entirely to make wild accusations or insinuate that I'm a superhero.
I never said you're a superhero.
Didn't? Mm-mm. Well, good, because that would be outlandish and fantastic.
I saw you. You're a hero. Like, a for real superhero, which is, I'm not like a groupie stalker type. But
it's too late for heroes.
Hero's your word, not mine.
All right, let's start with the MCU's very own Ali Wong, Jessica Jones. Let's see. Something I really liked was her overlapping monologues, her inner monologues, as she's like freaking out about the guy she just killed. Not that I liked her freaking out, but I thought it was creative.
I don't know. I don't have much else to say. Like, yes.
I feel like it's really realistic to, like, I don't know. If you've ever been, hopefully not in a, oh my god, I just murdered somebody, but like in a panic situation, that's exactly how it feels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh no. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, as all those are overlapping her own voice, we get a little bit of Kilgrave saying, make it look like a suicide. I did not make Kilgrave his own section because he's not a person. This is Jessica's psyche. So Al, what are your overall thoughts of the return of Kilgrave, or at least the return of David Tennant?
I agree. I also like basically put all of my stuff into her section because it's not, I mean, it's also not Kilgrave, right? Like it is her mind, but like she's talking to someone, but it's like, she's still making him say, I guess, what she wants him to say in that sense, right? Because it's all made up in her mind. You know, what I kept thinking, like, first of all, you know, anytime we see David Tennant, awesome. You know, that's mm-hmm. that's cool. Every time I see something like this in media, like, you know, in TV shows or movies where you have a hallucination of a person and then the character, like in this case, Jessica, is talking to the hallucination.
Yeah.
Like, it's a real person. It always makes me wonder, like, is that really what that's like in real life? Or is it more like a dream? Like, I should have looked that up because I was really curious. I know that this makes more sense from a storytelling perspective, mm-hmm. right? It's a lot easier to convey that to the audience. So that's why they always go with this route. But anytime I see that, I always think, like, there's no way that this is how it works in real life. And that kind of actually pulls me out of it a little. Like, it always makes me think about that.
Yeah, that's something anyway. I've actually mm-hmm. never thought of, and it might pull me out of those type of movies from now on. Thanks, Al.
You're very welcome.
No, I'm like, I'm really accepting of stuff like that. I don't think it would pull me out. Off the top of my head, I can only think of three examples of this happening, though. In at least the media I've consumed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, it might be more common. I'm thinking of this, Batman Arkham Knight. Because, spoilers for Batman Arkham City, Joker dies at the end, and Arkham Knight is like a hallucination of the Joker following Batman around.
Okay, and, well, thanks for ruining that for me. I have those games loaded up in Steam. One of these days, maybe I'll play them.
You know what? You've had time. If someone That's spoils fair. For me the end of the PS4 God of War, I accept that I didn't finish it on time. I'm fine with that. the other one is a spoiler I actually care about because it's a movie that came out last year. So, yeah. Slasher flick that came out in January of last year. And sequels coming out in March. That probably narrows it down if you know those movies.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Now I'm curious. Cool. But I will ask you later.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a big-ish twist. It's like, if you know those movies well enough to know the release dates of those movies, you're probably one of those people who already saw that movie. So, I'm not spoiling it for people. Yeah, but I feel like David Tennant's chemistry might be what's been missing from this season. I was just happy to have Purple Man back, as messed up as he is.
Yeah, I mean, he, like, for this show, he is the most... how do I say this? Happy-go-lucky character? That's the best way I could think of. He's a different personality. Everyone else is very serious, very... I mean, because of the nature of what they're all going through.
Oh, yeah.
It sucks for everyone.
So. I was thinking about that for a second. Like, happy-go-lucky, I would not consider Kilgrave that. But then think about every other character is, like, in almost in the Defenders, except for Danny Rand.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's just a rich guy who doesn't care about anything else. He's like, that's all right. If all this goes away, I still have my billions of dollars.
And my right, glowing fist.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which, can't take that away from him. Unless they do.
Like, but whatever. I mean, if he uses it, then he needs to recharge. Like, eat a protein bar or something. So, don't give him a protein bar. Yeah.
Yep. Don't give him an everything bagel. That has chia seeds on it, right?
Probably, yeah.
I mean, it has everything. Mm-hmm. Let's see. So, yeah, she's... you know it's bad for Jessica when she goes home and starts drinking liquor and that doesn't even calm her down.
Yeah, to be fair, it's been like 2 days, but yes, yeah, that's. I mean, yeah, because she got home and she saw the blood stain on her leg, right, on her mm-hmm. pants, so which is like immediately like a couple of things, right? One, it's the reminder of what just happened.
Yeah,
it's the oh no, I might get caught. Now I need to get rid of these pants, you know, that kind of stuff. Did anyone else see, like, right? It, like, so many things I'm sure are rushing through her mind because of that, mm-hmm. that one thing. Yeah, no, it's bad. It is a bad morning.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. So she tries to, like, Kilgrave comes back. And well, I guess we'll talk about the Kilgrave stuff. I like she tries to use her coping methods of going through the streets of her childhood neighborhood, right? That she used in season one, but I feel like it's not working. Not only because Kilgrave's there, but like he tainted that for her, right? Because he bought that her childhood home.
Yeah, that was like a couple of episodes of season one, like where he bought the home, and then he like basically coerced her into going and living at that house for a while. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. yeah, like her most recent memory of that house is that. Also, now I guess with her memories or with her having met her mom now, that kind of I don't know if taints her memories of her family, but like. That was one of the things, like, her mom said, like, yeah, your dad and I weren't that good together, and,
Well, I mean, I don't have nearly the amount of trauma that Jessica does. I hope most people don't, although I know that's not true. But I would think that, like, she could justify that saying, well, at least her dad was a good person, and her mom is obviously a psychopath. So maybe she's not the best person to, like, take... What, the judgment of?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Talking about Alyssa, that call that they have.
the very obvious
code. Yeah!
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
This is the most incriminating phone call I've ever heard that didn't actually say, yes, I murdered a man.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you could easily see them, someone accidentally saying... Yes, I know how to cover up a murder. Oh, I mean, I know how to cover up plants.
Cover up plants?
Or, I don't know. I had to think of something. I was on the spot.
Yep.
Yep. Good like thing they would have been.
Good thing you're not on the call.
Yeah, exactly. yeah, like, I mean, to be fair, you know, Alyssa is the one who starts that conversation, right? Jessica was just kind of dragged into it. But it was, yes, it was so very obvious. And I mean, I do kind of think that Jessica was better at it. I feel like that was on purpose. Like, mm-hmm. you know, she's better at lying and that kind of stuff. She knows they're listening on, you know, all of their communications. So, she seemed better at that conversation. But still just having that anyway, like, I really don't know why Alyssa would do that, why she would chance that conversation with her.
I wonder if this is part of presumably every time she's murdered somebody, malice has mm-hmm. covered it up, right?
I guess so, yeah.
So yeah, maybe not, she not always, feels...
But okay.
Yeah, because she's not in prison. No one found out about this until she left and Jessica and all this stuff happened.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Yeah.
So maybe she almost feels like untouchable. Like, they're not going to get me because she has a false insecurity of after malice taking care mm-hmm. of herself for so long.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Let's see. I don't know. What else about Jessica? We got a lot of stuff, but I don't know where to jump to next.
You know, I do actually kind of want to take a step back. Talk about her at the start of the episode when she was doing the cover-up, right? When she was trying to make the guard's death look like a suicide. Mm-hmm. You know, she cleaned up. She did all of the stuff that I guess you would do. Which, I guess, I'm a little curious how she knows specifically what to look for and do. But okay.
I mean, that seems pretty obvious to me. Is she looks for clues for a living. She just knows like what most people will look for and she just covers all her bases that way.
Yeah, that's true. That makes a lot of sense. Like, what are the clues she would go around looking for? Okay, all right. So that would make sense. So the one that jumped out to me, though, was when she typed out that suicide note on his laptop. She was really good about not leaving fingerprints all over the house until the laptop when she typed. And then she wiped down her fingerprints off of the laptop, which I feel like, I mean, this is nitpicking, of course, but I feel like that's an obvious one. Like, hey, he typed the suicide note and then wiped fingerprints off of all of the keys. That's a little bit of a red herring. Or that's a red herring, not the right phrase. Yeah, flag. Yeah, red flag. That's a red flag. Someone should look into that one.
But then again, they
still have no proof it's her.
Yeah. I feel like this goes back to when they were getting rid of Simpson's truck, where the gloves she's wearing are her fingerless gloves. Maybe she's really good at everything except for fingerprints. And that's just like, just does not occur to her. Or if it does, not completely, like in this situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense.
What would you like to have seen, Al? Would you like to have seen her, like, using his fingers to do it? Because that would have been more messed up.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, I don't know, because, like, I feel like a note, like, that leaving behind one is makes it easier to make people immediately jump away. Unfortunately, one of the things I've heard is in that scenario, most people do not leave a note. So I wonder if that makes the assumption that if there is a note left behind, that it is more likely to have been faked. Or I don't know. I could be making that up. I'm not sure. Like, this is just like, me making an assumption.
Yeah, TV logic and movie logic is like, if there's no note, it's more mysterious. I've seen that like multiple times. It's just like, he could kill himself, but he didn't leave a note. I'm like, okay. Like, just me, I'm like, okay. How does that relate to anything? But, like, she lives in the TV universe, so it makes sense that she needs a note.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. I don't have a good response. She could have just worn gloves and then typed, and then maybe put his hand on it just really quickly, make sure that there is still fingerprints.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, and then you wipe the outside.
Yeah.
I feel like that's weird. But you know what? Probably is.
Yep, probably is. All right, that's it. That's all I had for the suicide part of it, I guess. I don't know. I feel like enough, having seen enough shows where they solve the murder, that enough things in here would be like, oh no, he obviously died before the trauma of falling headfirst onto the floor, you know, stuff like that. But then again, this is supposed to be more real life, and in real life, people make mistakes or get lazy and don't do the things they should do or are overworked and stuff like that. So
yeah.
Obvious things are missed. So
yeah, and then of course, like, Jessica Jones is the only one who can solve crimes in Hell's Kitchen. So if she's not on the case, then it's not being solved.
That's true. Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So fast forwarding again. I enjoyed how she triangulated Malcolm's phone by calling all these people he's been having he's been sleeping with.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know if that would work, but I mean, if you've got your location on the whole time, that's a bad choice. But Jessica also like uploads all her pictures to the cloud and lets everyone lets anyone who can type in the word password, because I'm assuming that's her password, find all her information.
I just assume she didn't have a password, but yeah, that makes sense. that's a tough one, if that would work or not, to triangulate where he is. To be honest, I don't really know the method that she used. Like, I guess the thing that we skipped was her asking, like, oh, hey, by the way, also, where exactly are you?
Yeah, well, what she does in the show is she calls someone, right? Mm-hmm. And be like, hey, how far is Malcolm from you? Because that's how this dating app works. It's like, this girl is 1.2 miles away. This person's 3 miles away. So she'd call different people on the app using his desktop to be like, how far from you are you? And just like, she'd circle the radius every time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So like, I guess that that method would work, assuming that the data is real. Yeah. Would this work in real life? Maybe. Like I feel like the method is sound, but
mm-hmm. the technology on the soft, is questionable.
Well, maybe. Like part of it depends on how much they do and or don't care. Like, there have been things like this that exist where they do leak people's real-time locations, like just for mm-hmm. having the app just having the app installed. Like, it's constantly uploading your GPS yeah. location or something like that. And so, yeah, this is a thing that can happen. This is basically okay. where I'm going at it.
Okay.
Yeah, the only thing I can think of is how stale is the data. Like, was the last time that was refreshed an hour ago or 2 hours ago? Or is it,
yeah,
is it real time? Is it happening now? Yeah.
That's was my big question. It's like, if she's recording it when Trish is still driving around with Malcolm in the trunk, you're going to get a little bit of everywhere because he's going to be moving out throughout New York City.
Yeah. And maybe Jessica just got lucky that she did that while they were stopped in the parking garage. And he somehow had a cell phone signal in the garage.
Yeah. I mean, I'll talk about cell phone signals next episode, next week.
Okay.
But, yeah, but she eventually catches up with Trish and Malice and Malcolm. And there's a short chase where Trish and Malice escape. And she starts having, like, multiple Kilgrave hallucinations, so bad that she accosts a random bystander.
Yeah, that was a bad one. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, but she finds Malice and stops the probably most brutal superhero super soldier serum stuff we've seen. This is way worse than that, I think, of Abomination. But
oh, the procedure of making her. Yeah. Yeah, it seemed pretty bad. I mean, God, especially the way that Dr. Malice was talking about it, too. Like, the fact that, I need to do this to you, and then I also need to do this with these, you know, other needles and all yep. that stuff. Like, oh, that's... Oof. Then again, maybe that's exactly how it worked for making Captain America, and we just didn't see the needles because he was inside of a metal chamber. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this is one of three. Any procedure to give someone super strength, I consider like an offshoot of the Super Soldier Serum. Mm-hmm. So it's like, we've got Cap. The ones we see, when we see Cap, we see Abominations, and then we see mm-hmm. this one. Abominations is relatively similar. Like, putting stuff into his spine.
Yeah, that one was pretty bad. Technically, we do kind of see the... what's the one in The Falcon and the Winter Soldier? But, like, they just drink a thing, right?
I don't think we ever saw it. Just because in my mind, I presume they injected it.
Okay, all right. I don't remember, but that could be it. Yeah, that could be
injected. I remember Walker... Was it? What's his name?
Yeah, U.S. Agent was... Agent Walker, I think.
Okay, Walker, so another familiar. Walker. That's yeah. why I wasn't sure, because it's Trish Walker. mm-hmm. Yeah, we see Walker take it, like, physically pick up the vial, and then later he has super strength, and I remember being like, realizing, oh, he took it already. I don't think we see him take it.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Okay, yeah, it's probably a shot, but also probably just a single shot.
Yeah, so, okay. A single shot, no Vita rays, because it's perfected. Mm-hmm. Also, forgot, the Black Panther, the heart-shaped herb. Best version of all of these. Because you don't even need a needle. I mean, I think technically you die. But it's okay.
But at a minimum, you get to see an ancestor, which is kind of cool.
I mean, sometimes. Sometimes. We are past the release of Black Panther Wakanda Forever, so we could talk about it. So
Yeah. Spoiler alert, people. We might talk about Black Panther Wakanda Forever. Just a heads up.
So, it wasn't good for Shuri.
True.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So she saves Trish, runs away from an explosion. And then at the hospital, she berates Malcolm for having sex a lot, which no slut shaming, Jessica Jones. I don't approve of this.
Yeah, I mean, she was just saying that he's still an addict. She just chose something. I agree with you, yes. Yeah. But
yeah. Also, I feel like Malcolm knows he's an addict. And of the two things that previously he's been addicted to, sex and heroin, I feel like he's doing the better of the two.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, Jessica was angry, right? She was venting, essentially. She was just yelling at him for whatever she could yell about. So,
she wanted to blame somebody. And Malice was dead, and Trish was in a coma.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. But, she's able to finally banish Kilgrave by controlling herself, accepting that she's not Kilgrave or her mother. She's her own person and kills for her own reasons. I don't think that's the last part was true.
I mean, but it's close.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Is there anything else about Jessica we want to hit before we move on?
No, not really. I mean, for the most part, yeah, we talked about everything. For the most part, she was pretty... it was a pretty standard episode for her, right? Kind of A to B. You know, she finished up some stuff from the start of the episode, the leftovers from previous episode. She had to find Malcolm and Trish and all that. And,
I don't know if it'd be, I would consider the standard. This is probably one of the most consequential episodes of the season because they're gearing up towards the end.
Yeah, I realized as I was listing everything out, like, oh, nope, I was wrong. But with any luck, Tony won't call me out. But hey, thanks, buddy.
But I definitely will. You've known me long enough. I'll always call you out.
That's fair. Okay. Yeah, that's it. That's all I've got for her. All
right.
Well, yeah, considering that's our one and only hero, let's take a quick ad break, and then we'll get back to the show.
Welcome to Baskin-Robbins. Would you like to try our mango fruit blast?
And Jerry's named a flavor after me, so...
Start craving hazelnuts.
Not bad.
For your consideration, the Jerry.
Tony, I need drugs. For my dog. Where should I go?
The vet?
That's right. I should visit our friends at Corner Vet Mart, the one and only veterinary hospital that'll sell you dog drugs without asking questions. Chewy can't say that. When my dog needs opioids, for her arthritis, of course, I pull out my burner phone and call the easy 1-900 number, and in 2 to 3 hours, a person in a hoodie and or lab coat will deliver them to me. No signature required. No one else does that. Not anymore, at least. They all mysteriously went out of business. This is so much easier than driving a half hour every 2 weeks to pick up those drugs. Use promo code MCU Rewind to get your first hit free.
I think the fact that they call it a hit, not... I think we need to, like... What's the word? I don't know. Vet we need to be more select. Yeah, better. We need to vet our vets better, frankly.
Yep. Yeah, that's probably a good idea. I mean, really, right now, I'm just taking anyone that we can get on the show. Like, it's hard enough to get just one sponsor a week. But you're right. We should be stricter about these things.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on to our villains.
I ask you, to what end? Dread it. Run from it. Destiny arrives all the same.
Anytime, boys. Hail Hydra.
Hail Hydra!
Kill Luke Cage. Kill Jessica Jones. And the devil of Hell's Kitchen, whoever he is.
His name is Matthew. And my name is Electra Nachos. You work for me now.
Important question now. Is Trish a villain?
I don't know. I feel like we go back and forth on how we define a villain. And okay. I kind of like, let's say yes. Then, I think right now okay. We should say yes, she is. Yeah.
Okay. Also, someday we need to figure out what defines a villain, what defines a hero, and what defines a guy in the chair.
That's fair. Well, the hero part, that's where things get difficult, because sometimes we just throw a character on, like, oh, this is the hero, I guess. Like, for example, the Punisher. Like, well, I guess we'll make him the hero, and that's it.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe that will be a grab bag episode someday.
Okay, that works. Yep.
What makes a hero? That's not going to be hard. All right. So let's talk about Trish, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, she wants superpowers, and she doesn't want needles.
No, which is terrible, because, like, 90% of that process seems to be needles.
Yeah, that was a lot. Like, God, can you imagine making it that far, and, like, and he pulls out a needle, like, all right, fine, I can do the one needle. And then he says, oh, yeah, I also need to do this. And then he, like, hits the button, and, like, 100 needles come out of a thing. Like, you know what? No, I don't need superpowers. Goodbye. And then she just walks away. That would have been that could be a variant that the TVA got rid of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, part of me is like, oh, those are like short needles. It's probably not that big a deal. But then when you see her back later, that's a lot of blood. I mean, that's...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. She's never going to be able to wear a backless dress again, amongst also dying.
Yeah, nearly. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I guess that's true. Yeah, her back was that messed up. I mean, she also almost died in the procedure, right? Like, she was, like, blood was coming out of her mouth. That was bad.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a bad situation for her. So, rewinding to before she gets a procedure.
Sorry.
No, that's fine. I like, because I do stuff out of order all the time. The fact that her being rude to a fan is the downfall that leads to Alyssa finding out what happened.
Yeah, that's like a Seinfeld bit right there.
It really is.
Yeah.
It's this type of cause and effect that I truly believe time travel would be completely unmanageable, because we don't know what we affect.
Yeah, that's, I mean, that's true, right? We have absolutely no idea.
Yep. Yeah, so yeah, she's crazy. She almost shoots Malcolm and runs away from Jessica. So yeah, she's pretty desperate for superpowers, and she's not exactly stable about it either.
Yeah, she's not. I mean, she's still, I mean, given what she's been through this season, it seems like she's still an addict looking for her next high, and she wants to be what she was when she had that inhaler again, right? That's when she had those powers and she could see better at night and all of that stuff. And she wants to go back to that. She wants to feel powerful, right? That's the high that she had. Also, possibly, maybe it did get her high. I'm not actually sure about that one. It's a possibility. We don't know.
Yeah, that's true. Just like, I wonder in the MCU, like, she should have done more research. But if you were searching for superpowers, like, you could figure it out more than just this. Like, there's tried and true methods of hiring someone to build you a suit or something.
I mean, she doesn't have power suit money.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, since we can spoil it now, Riri Williams didn't have power suit money either. And she still built a power suit.
That's true. Yeah, you're right.
It's intelligence.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. The intelligence, the resourcefulness. Okay, all right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, look at this. You can ally yourself with a formerly known as a third world country. Experimentation. You can start getting bit by random animals because both Spider-Man and the Wizard. you can, like, there's so many options. You got so many options.
That's true. I mean, the Wizard didn't. maybe. I mean, the Wizard didn't get his powers from an animal in this version, right?
Yeah, that's in the comics. You're right.
Yeah. We don't really know about the animal related powers too much in the MCU. Like, there's Spider-Man, and that's pretty much it.
That's true, because like the other animal related powers, like in the Spider-Man, No Way Home, those are from a different universe.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
All right. That's fair. So I guess she's going. This is her best option.
Yeah, and to be fair, it has worked before, so why not give it a shot? Now, it doesn't always work, right? It's specific to people's DNA, apparently. That's what Dr. Caro told her, but she decided, sure, let's give it the old college try, even though she didn't go to college, so she hasn't tried this before.
Yep. I mean, everybody experiments with superpowers in college.
Yeah, exactly, like... I mean, to those of you who have not been to college, it felt exactly like this, with a bunch of needles being poked into you and you bleeding through the mouth at one point and ending up in the hospital. Right? No?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Okay.
That's totally how it worked.
Oh, okay. Good. Phew.
I mean, unfortunately, you got, like, really lame superpowers. Like, you can float, like, 3 inches off the ground, but you can't propel yourself. It really sucks, dude. For all that damage you went through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ugh. no backless dresses for me. Ugh.
Nope. All right. And then Trish is in the hospital. All right. Anything else for her?
No, that's it. I mean, her big thing was really just at the end, but yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. We got a little bit of Malice. Who accepts that, yeah, everything he's done has been messed up. Except for, like, Jessica turned out fine-ish, right?
I mean...
Here's a question. Yeah. How much of it is psychological damage, and how much of it is the experimentation?
Honestly, I think... just about all of it is the psychological damage of like what happened to her. And to be fair, like I don't know if giving people powers really ruined people's lives. Like, I don't know if that part specifically did anything to ruin people's lives. Like, start thinking of the people, right? You've got Jessica, who, like we just said, I do think that's mostly her upbringing and everything. Like, even before Kilgrave, you know, we've seen some flashbacks. She seemed okay, right? She seemed well-adjusted. Then Kilgrave showed up and, all right, it all went out the window.
Yeah.
You've got her mom, Alyssa, and given what she's gone through, also really bad. Like, that's just messing with you as a person. Mm-hmm. Then we have the Wizard, who... I don't know what his story is. I mean, he knew that someone was out to kill him, Alyssa. Yep. Still don't really know why she was out trying to kill him. Did Dr. Carl send her? Like, is that just a...
Or,
something we missed?
I feel like she was out to get him because he was, like, talking to people about the experimentation. And if it comes back, human experimentation comes back on him.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I guess that makes sense, but... Okay. And that's it, right? That's everyone we know of from who got powers through IGH
Simpson
experiments.
Simpson's pills and then later his inhaler.
That's true. Okay. So it wasn't like a specific, it was a temporary thing. Okay.
Yeah.
But okay. All right. And that was also like him wanting, you know, power, right, to be the big strong guy kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's I mean, it's not... I don't think it's Malice in particular, because he was... Kozlov was one of Malice's partners, and he got his stuff from Kozlov.
Oh, true. That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it was the three of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
three doctors. Yeah.
So he realizes, like, everyone he's touched has either he made worse or is now dead. So he decided it's time to just end this. Don't turn yourself in. Don't retire. Blow the whole place up.
Yeah. I mean, I do think a part of it is, you know, before the procedure to give Trish these powers, he was excited. Like, he was ready to go through mm-hmm. with it. Like, he wanted to test out the changes that he's been making. Because he said, like, oh, I've had years to improve things since Jessica got powers and all that stuff, right?
Yeah.
And then it did not go well, and Trish almost died. And then he just decided, all right, well, I guess I'll give up. I mean, I've been there before, right, in software development. I've been like, yes, I've read things. I've done, you know, some practice. I can center this text on a screen, and then I can't figure out how to do it. Like, ah, all right, that's it. No more of this project. Just delete it all. That's it.
That's why, Al, I always say this, especially with children at work, never try anything new. You'll just fail.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yep.
Trying is the first step towards failure. Yeah.
It really is. And see what happens to Malice when he tried? He exploded. I'm sure that's like at least half the people who try stuff explode.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess we're done talking about Malice.
Have you ever read anything that happened in history? A lot of people blew up.
Yep. It's true. All right, Alyssa. She's got a nice guard now. Who she murders.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it starts out and she, like, I guess part of it is we don't know how long Alyssa has been in jail here.
Okay.
So my first thought was, like, why did she immediately assume that the other guard is dead when she gets a new one? Why not think, like, oh, maybe it's his weekend. Maybe he, you know, doesn't
work Wednesday. Well, Marilyn's the new guard, and she says that he didn't come in today. Lucky for you,
right,
he didn't come in today.
Yeah, but Alyssa asked, right? Like, she was like, hey, what happened to the other guy, right? Like, I feel like she already had that mindset that, like, oh, maybe he's dead. Fingers crossed. Yeah, that'd be great.
I think that's exactly what it is. Her fingers were crossed. And if Jessica was like, hey, Mom, nope, I'm good, just drinking my liquor and being sad about you being in jail. But, if she wasn't like, secret, did you murder him, secret, on the call, she would have been like, all right, bad luck. I wish he was dead, but he's not. I don't think she like knew he was dead. It was more of a hope.
Oh, okay. All right. That makes more sense. Okay. All right.
Yeah. But Marilyn's very, very nice to her. And yeah, then she sees Malice's death on TV because of that disgruntled fan of Trish's. So she breaks out. Yeah. I think that's all we got for Alyssa, unless you have anything else for her.
No, that's pretty much it. Yeah.
All right, then let's move on to Guy in the Chair.
Guy in the Chair.
I think that's what I want to do. Is help people with abilities.
No, not those three wombats. No way.
I have Malice, Marilyn, the ex-guard, or guard. And I started just keeping a note, like, after the phone call, I was like, I think she's too soft. Something bad will probably happen to her. She allows a phone call, allows privacy, allows her to watch the nature doc and the news, and that's what gets her killed. It's letting her watch the news.
Yeah. One-off characters with compassion in a TV show like this?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what gets you dead. Having compassion in real life, no, it's a different story. But in a TV show, oh no, that's how you die.
Yeah. I mean, Marilyn did not deserve to die, but also she was a bad guard. I mean, there are protocols for a reason. why she wouldn't have privacy. I know that's not what got her killed, but she's too lenient.
Yeah, she. I mean, having some privacy to talk to someone, that makes sense. I think it's messed up that Alyssa wouldn't have had any privacy with her lawyer. You know, I could see that part, but then the lenient on like just going into the cell, like with nothing, like you gotta, like, yeah, that's the dangerous part of breaking protocol.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, she was crying, but she thought she was sick. Marilyn thought Alyssa was sick, and pretending to be sick is like number one escape out of prison ploys. I've used it in D&D multiple times. Doesn't always work.
And I and I've used it in prisons multiple times, and it does work.
Yep. Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. Well, it's because like they see you and you're hovering 3 inches off the ground, and you're amazed, and you're able to run out while they're shocked.
Exactly.
Yep. All right. That's all I have for Guy in the Chair. Do you have anyone else for Guy in the Chair?
You know, I have one thing for Malcolm. He's so bad. Yeah, the guy in the trunk. He is so bad at covering his tracks. Jessica immediately knew that he was on her laptop because he just left all the notes and everything.
Yeah, you're right. I forgot to write that down.
And that's it. Yeah, she saw that, like, oh, it's someone. Who would be on my laptop? Ah, the one guy who has a key in here. Yep. So she just goes to his apartment and figures things out from there. Yeah.
He's got the problem he has with closing windows on a desktop is the same she has with fingerprints. It's like, it's just a mental block. It's never going to be fixed.
I guess so.
Moving on to 12% of the plan. What you got?
All right. I've got nothing.
Yeah, me too. All right, now let's rate the episode.
I know my value. Anyone else's opinion doesn't really matter.
Earth just lost your best defender. So we're here to fight.
Strongest Avenger.
Access denied.
Strongest Avenger.
Access denied.
Damn you, Stark.
Banner.
Welcome, Strongest Avenger.
Oh, what?
Okay.
How many needles are you going to give this episode?
I'd go with four needles. You know, overall, I think it was good. I was entertained pretty much the entire time. You know, Jessica did some cool stuff. She did some detective work. She did some superpowered stuff a little bit. It was fun. I enjoyed it. How about you?
Yeah, I'll give it a 4 also. Like, Kilgrave coming back, at least having David Tennant's personality was really good. It was pretty good for an anti-penultimate episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Cool. All right. Well, hey, everyone, join us next week when we'll be talking about the penultimate episode of the season, episode 12, a.k.a. Pray for My Patsy. In the meantime, you can follow us on Twitter. We are at @MCU_rewind. And you can also give us a rating on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast app. This is the Marvel Cinematic Rewind, signing off.
Have a marvelous day.